Yes, Obamacare. You know, anybody you speak to who's I've spoken to in the medical profession feel Obamacare has been a ripoff.
And go back to the way it was?
Not necessarily go back to the way it was.
What would you keep? You would keep parts of it?
Not necessarily. I don't think I would try to reform Obamacare. I think I would come up with something different. And I can't answer your next question, which is what that would be.
I got a few. I mean, there are certain things you can ask. For example, do we go back to the days where if you had a pre-existing condition, you don't get insurance?
No, that's, I don't.
So you have to insure anybody who comes?
Well, I think that having a pre-existing, being disqualified from insurance, there has to be a provision to cover people who have pre-existing conditions.
Okay. So how would you pay for that? Because if you have that provision, of course, nobody's going to sign up till they get sick, because you're not going to require them to sign up, I assume, right? So they'll wait till they get sick and then they'll sign up.
That question I can't answer for you. That's getting down a little bit more into the weeds of the details.
That's the whole ballgame. I mean, no, really, seriously, that's the whole ballgame, right? Because once you let people wait until they get sick to sign up, no insurance system can function. Insurance is where most of the people don't get really ill, so they can pay for the people who do get ill.
I don't have a counterpoint to what you're saying. I don't know.
And I assume you don't think that people who are poor shouldn't get as good care as people who are rich.
No, they should have. Everybody should have access. And we really had that, in a way, before Obamacare, because people were going to emergency rooms.
Mm-hmm.
So people were.
Well,
I mean, it was
very expensive.
Well, I live in California, and you know, we have a huge number of immigrants there. Mm-hmm. And if they got sick, they went to the emergency room. And they were treated. Somehow, it was paid for, and they weren't wealthy.
Right. So go back to that system where if you don't have the money to have your own doctor, use the emergency room. And then who pays for that?
Well, the taxpayer pays for that. Yeah.
That's sounding a lot like Obamacare to me.
Well, Obamacare though has a lot of mandates and a lot of intrusions into people's. For example, Catholic hospitals are required to conform to the mandate against their beliefs, and that's
important. So if they could fix that part of it, I mean, if people want to drop out and take the consequences, let them do so.
That's not the only part that I would. I had my physical annual last month, and I went in last week for my review, and we got onto the subject of retirement, and the doctor said to me, he said, you know, it was a time when I thought I was going to be able to retire. But he said, I don't see myself ever retiring now. And I said, Obamacare? He said, yes. He says it's been a big ripoff. It's been a scam. And the insurance companies have been behind it. And so.
Well, would you be okay with getting the insurance companies out of it?
Well, that's, there's no way of doing that.
Well, I know a guy. His name is Bernie Sanders, and he says you can cut the insurance. Are you on Medicare?
I am on Medicare. Yeah.
All right. Well, see, you're on a government insurance plan that doesn't involve.
That's right. I do have like Social Security.
Yeah. You're in a socialist insurance plan.
Yes, but not one that requires 90% taxation of the people.
No. I don't know of any that requires 90%.
Well, doesn't Bernie Sanders talk about that?
52, I think it says. Okay. We're not going to quibble
about
it.
So, right.
So a lot more. Okay. But you wouldn't have any insurance premiums to pay, so he says.
Yeah.
What about the idea then,
grab a seat, please?
Since you're on Medicare, of just extending that to younger folks like me?
Uh-huh. Well, I'd look at the numbers. I'm not adverse to that idea if the numbers make sense. And the other intrusions and mandates into, people's privacy and religious rights are upheld.